We're on Daf Tamach Vav Amid Aleph, as yet we did not learn the Taisvus and the Sugya. Almona L'Kayin Godel, we had in the Mishnah, Avdei Mavuk Lo Yeichlo, that the Avdei Mavuk, which belonged to him, were not permitted to eat Trume. We had Machlokes in the Gemara, if Min HaTeira were not permitted to eat Trume, she's not permitted to eat Trumah because she's a Chalola, or Midarabonah, they're not permitted to eat Trumah. But Al Kaponim, they're also to eat Trumah. Avdei Tzayin Barzel are permitted to eat Trumah because it would seem that Avdei Tzayin Barzel are like his Avodim. And Avdei Muluk, which are her Avodim, they're not allowed to eat Trumah. So Taisus asks, Afilu Lamandi Oma Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Aguf. So Taisus asks, Amir de Kekasha. If you hold Kinyan Peiris Kinyan Aguf, the Avdi Meluk, the Baal is Eichel Peiris from the Nichse Meluk. So he has a Kinyan Peiris in the Avodim. Leichoshiv Bohochi Kinyan Kaspoi. It is not considered kinyan kaspoi. Kivin shein aguf shaloi, since the guf is not his. Kamoi shein yoitzin b'shein va'ayin le'ish. Just like it is not, if you have an evit, avdi meluk is, let's say, so also we have the same thing, but we say kinyan perske kinyan aguf. And let's say that the husband took out a shein v'ayin from the sevet. Afilu l'man di yoma kinyin peiris ki kinyin aguf domi ki da oma b'hachoivu. So Tosfos found the Gemara in Achoivu that even though you hold kinyin peiris ki kinyin aguf, this will not help that the evet should go out the shein v'ayin. So for the same reason, it won't help that the Eved should pay us. Now, let us continue on Taisus, and we'll come back later to try to understand what Taisus says till now. Uktas yesh lahavi raye, de betruma azlinem basa kinyan haguf. By truma, the iker is the kinyan haguf. The Bereish Perik Basra de Krisis Oma Gabi Hamafir Avdo Yotel Acheres. The Mu'ukiv Get Shicho Eichel Betruma. The Gemara says, Amuim de Kechidish. The Machloikis is Hamafir Avdo Yotel Acheres Bein Tzorer Get Shicho or Tzorer Get Shicho. The person is Mafir Avdo, so the Kinyan Mominis that he hears in the Yevit, he's mafia, he doesn't possess any schusay moment in the Eved. And the Eved is Zeichen himself. So all the momentness and this Eved belongs to the Eved. Afal Pikein, it says that if we hold a mafia abdoi tzorich get shicho, is eichel betrume. So if this Eved is a Eved knani of a koyim, and the Kohen was mafkir him, so it's Eichel Betrume. Af al pi she'ein l'rav peiris, the Rav doesn't have any peiris, ela haguf, afilu l'man diyom kinyin peiris ki kinyin haguf domi yosi, even though it's going according to the man diyom kinyin peiris ki kinyin haguf. Now, on the second half of Tosfos, the second half of Taisvis, the Avne Miluim wants to say Pshat in Taisvis, and he says as follows. Be'evet Knani yesh l'raboi beis kinyonim. And in Evet Knani there are two kinyonim that the Odin has. Kinyon moment. V'hu kishoyroi v'chamoyroi. The kinyon iser shaboy. And the Odin possesses a kinyon iser. Now, what does the Kinyan Isser accomplish? Sheboy muta b'shifra knanis, that's why he's muta b'shifra knanis, the ain't a chayiv b'mitzvist, there's kinyone iser that prevent the Eved Kanani from becoming a yid. That's a kinyon. Ula'acha hefke adayin muta b'shifche, mishimochi adayin oichel b'tumme. So that's why he eats tumme. So he says, v'tam, b'kinyon peiris ki kinyon aguf, hu mishum, dein aguf oimed elola peiris. The iker tachlis of the goof is only for the peiris that come out of the goof. So therefore, there's a man yamanos kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguf. V'ze shayich bekinyan momin sheboy. Shein aguf oimed alula peiris. So if there's a din in hilchis mominis, who's considered the true bailim? Let's say, alakeich sode bizman sheyoivu noyik. So the lakeich has the kinyan peiris, and the moich has the kinyan aguf. So this is a shayla kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguf. That he's considered, the bala peiris is considered, since the whole guf is oimid lepeirosov, so he's considered the true bailam. So that is only a svara in hilchis mominis. When we're talking about mominis, so there we could say the one who has the peiris and the tashmish of the dover, that's called the ikar bailam of that dover. Masha ein kein. By an eviknani, there's a kinyan isur also. There's a kinyan lagabi isurim. Now the kinyan isur is not in any way affected by the mominis. It's a miyuchadik kinyan. So therefore, the Avni Milum says pshat the second half of Taisvis, that mafkir avdoi. So the Odin doesn't have any mominus whatsoever in the Eved. The mominus of the Eved belongs to the Eved. Af al pikein, he's oichel betrume if the Odin is a koyin. So we see that so here it's nachmer, the Eved has the peiris, the Eved has the goof in moment. Af al pikein, he eats trume. So we see, so the Avni Milum says, the betrumos linem bosa kinyan haguf, and haguf mi is gematria kinyan isa. That's how Avne Miluim in the Chuba Simon Yuzayin learns pshat. But the ikir is the kinyan isa shaboy. So it's not telling, in kinyan isa, there's no mile of kinyan peiris. Kinyan peiris is only a factor in dine momenis. Not in yeredayim. Mishpat it's a factor, not in yeredayim. So that's the second half of Taisvis. So we could learn Pshat, but that's the first half of Taisvis also. And Pshat is as follows. Afilu lamandi yoma kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguftami. So the Baal has the kinyan peiris in Mominis. He has the kinyan peiris of the Eviknani. Loichoshiv bahochi kinyan kaspoi. This is not called kinyan kaspoi. Kivin shein aguf shaloi, because the kinyan iser is not his. And fakir, and that Taisus says, now, so the first half of Taisus is saying you need the kinyan iser also. That means in order to be called kinyan kas, we need the kinyan iser also. And then Taisus is messiahim da fakir. It's not also only. The Iker is the Kinyan Issa. You don't need more than Kinyan Issa. K'moy shein yoytzin b'shein v'ayin le'ish. Afilu l'man d'yoma Kinyan Peiris ke Kinyan aduv d'ami ke d'oma b'achoyvu. And here the Taisus HaRosh is moisif, because it's not called Avdoi. It's not called Avdoi, so we could learn according to Avne Miluim, because in order to be called Avdoi, you need a Kinyan Iser also. And to be called Kinyan Kaspa, you need a Kinyan Iser also. And then Taisus says, the Iker is the Kinyan, not also, the Iker is the Kinyan Iser, but we don't have a Chlala Kinyan moment. And Avne Miluim wants to bring a Raya, to this Yisod, he says, an Isha eats Tumah, also has Kinyan Kaspoi. And Arusa, Dvar Torah, and Arusa eats Tumah, has Kinyan Kaspoi. he doesn't have any mominess in an arusa. No chusay momin matzava. My siyada doesn't belong to him. Doesn't yashin nothing. There's only a kinyanisa. So he wants to say that by truma it's totally in the kinyanisa. So let us learn like this pshat and taisis. The Gemara said as follows. Minayin, the Gemara is asking Akasha that even though the Almona L'Kohen Gadol who became a Halola, she is not the Koyach to eat Trume, but the Gemara asked, why shouldn't her avodim eat trume als kinyan shekona kinyan? We have a posik, a limud, a baraisa, that leisha shekon sa avodim, avodav shekon avodim, sheichel betrume shnema vekoin kikne nefesh kinyan kaspa yhu yoichel boy. Kinyone shekona kinyan oichel. Now on this kashe, let's just refresh our memories. On this kashe, we had two terutzim, as we mentioned before. One terutz is that halacha, that a kinyin, shekone kinyin, so the second kinyin is oichel, that's not because the first kinyin is an oichel. The first kinyin is not an oichel. But see, she's a halola, then there's no din of kinyin, shekone kinyin. And then we had other two terutzim that min ha-toire, it's not necessary that the kinyan should be an oichel. Only midarabonon, the avdei meluk are not permitted to eat truma. Minayin lekoyin, mimasnisen diktoni b'seife, bas yisrael shenises lekoyin, the avdei meluk shelo oichlen. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why did the Gemara have to bring a baraisa? It's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Bas Yisrael Lekoyim. Now, Bas Yisrael Lekoyim, the only reason she eats Trume is als Kinyan Kaspoy. And she's Machal or Avodim, so you see, Klo, Kinyan, Shekona, Kinyan is Eichel. And Emerson, Rashi says that in the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shanisus Lekoyin, Afilo Avdi Meluk She'enon Sheloi Yoichlu, Tahaino Kinyone She'kone Kinyon. We have in the big mode, Kinyone She'kone Kinyon. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. So Rashi explains the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, that Avdi Meluk Itrumi, because it's Kinyone She'kone Kinyon. That is the Lomdus. So Mamela Sotaisis is asking Amoira the Kekashos, why do you have to bring a Baraisa to tell us the lumdis of Kinyoni Shekone Kinyon? It's a Mishnah. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. So Taisis says, Mimas Nisan Diktoni Beseifa Basisos Nisal Kain Bavdi Meluk Shalo Oichlan Loiboy Lamitrach. The mother now want to ask from the Mishnah. Tahava Mina Da Ochli Mikoya Haisha Atzma Shoicheles. V'loy mikoyach habal, mishum kinyonei shekone kinyon. That means, if I would only know the Mishnah, I would say pshat in the Mishnah is that, not the way Rashi said pshat in the Mishnah, that they eat as kinyonei shekone kinyon. No, she gets a din oichel, and now the din is that she could be machel. That means it doesn't go from the, not the koyin, the original koyin is the machel to the avdei meluk. No, she's the machel to the avdei meluk. She got a koyach achila by being married to the koyin, and now she's machel, her avodim eat because she eats. The loymi koyach habal mishim kinyon ishekon ikinyon. That's how I could learn pshat in the Mishnah. So if I learn that pshat in the Mishnah, so there's no kasha whatsoever. But a halola, mona l'koyin godol, a halola that cannot eat, so for shteitzach, she can't be machal her avodim. Lohochi porchim ibraise, diktoni kinyonai shekone kinyonaychol. The braise spells it out, rochol bitchaktane. That it's kinyonai shekone kinyonaychol. The Baraisa says, Klo,
that it goes through the Kayin. Kinyonoi shekome kinyin. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara asks from the Barais. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Peis at Kotten Zayin just adds one Neufach. He says, fine. That is why the Gemara asked from the Baraisa, not from the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, I would say that the reason the Avdei Meluka of Abbas Yisrael Itrume is because she's a Neichel, so she's a Neichel, so her Avadim also eat. Now, the Gemara asked the Kasha, fine, but that is a Nudin of Kinyon Eshekon the Kinyon. So what did the Gemara answer? So we have two Mahalchim in the Gemara. The first Mahalch in the Gemara is that the din of Kinyonei Shekone Kinyon that eats, but the Kinyonei has to be an Oichel. That is what the Gemara answered in the first Teretz. The Kinyonei has to be an Oichel. So according to the first Teretz, this Havamin of Toisvis is not true. That means they don't eat. The whole halacha is if you're a neichel. If you're not a neichel, b'chal is no din of kinyon ishekon kinyon. And if you're an oichel, you eat out kinyon ishekon kinyon. So according to the first mahalach in the Gemara, that's why Rashi says in the Mishnah, that the reason that Abbas Yisrael l'koyin her avodim eat trume is not because of her, it's because of him. And this whole halacha only applies when she's an oichel. When she's not an oichel, there's no kinyon. That's according to the first mahalach in the Gemara. And so the havamin of the Gemara is wrong. That's not pshat in the Mishnah that they eat because of her, they eat because of him. According to the second teretz of the Gemara says, mina toire, they can eat. And only me the Rabbonon, they can't eat. So according to the second teretz of the Gemara, so then I could say that the Habamina is right, that there are two dinim. That means if she can eat, then you don't need Bechlau the din of Kinyon and Shekon and Kinyon. Then the halach is the Avodim can eat because of her. Just like the Gemara held in the Habamina, that since she's an Oichel, the Avodim did not eat because of the Koyin, they eat because of her. So according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, that remains. No, in our Mishnah that she cannot eat, she's a halole. So now you need a din of kinyon, shekone kinyon. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. So enough gemine, how to learn the lumdus of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah works with Kinyonei Shekone Kinyon, or it doesn't work with Kinyonei Shekone Kinyon, it's telling the two Mahalchim and the Gemara. If you need an Oichel, so then there's a din of Kinyonei Shekone Kinyon. If you don't need an Oichel, then there's no din of Kinyonei Shekone Kinyon. Now, Gabuch, he says there'll be a Moyodike Nafkemina La'aloche. The Chinuch says, Agavaldike Chiddush, that this din of Kinyonei Shekone Kinyon only works, that's it. But if that kinyon will be kind, another kinyon doesn't go so far. You need davke kinyon eshekon a kinyon. So he says, so you have to know pshat in Bas Yisrael lekoyim. If the avodim of the Bas Yisrael will purchase avodim, what will be the din then? So if she's machel them mitzad atma, so then it's kinyon eshekon a kinyon, and the avodim will also be able to eat. If she's machel als the husband, so then those above the machal won't be able to eat. Let us go further. Lekoyin shenosa isha. So the first, the Gemara brought two dinim. There's one din that if a koyin is nice and isha, that she eats als kinyin kaspay. Lekoyin shenosa isha. Hu adin sheiris. The din of Kinyan Kaspoy applies if he was Ma'aras Anisha. Ela nokat nosa mishim darus midarabon lo yochlo, mishim da'ula al shamatashke, ay mishim simpin al tmumin. So that's why he chavta nosa, but the din minatayre applies afilu by iris. Shenema v'koin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi. So the Gemara darshins from the Yitor of kinyin kaspoi that kinyon is shekone kinyin. V'hode d'ashini lo b'perik abo yivim tei p'tzua dake koin shenosa bas geirem. We had a whole sugi over there. It's Kedushin litoisub or Kashus litoisub, a whole sugi. We learned out over there that a psudake koin shenosa bas geirem, she's allowed to eat truma. Hainu mi nefesh yisere. That we learn out from the word nefesh. And Kinyin Kaspay tells us this din of kinyone shekone kinyin. Va'avodok shekonu avodim. We heard that the case of kinyone shekone kinyin, if an eved was kain another eved, so Rashi had said, Rashi had a kashe, mashe kon eved kon rabboi, so automatically the avodim should eat because they're avodim shel akoyim. So Rashi said, speaking about that it was given to the Eved Amnashe in La Rabbi Lashus boy, the money. So Mamela, so this, the Eved of the Eved does not belong to the Odim. So Taisva says, Afilu Le Rab Meir, the Omar in Kinyin Le Eved Beloy Rabbi, Afilu Amnashe Yetze Beloheres, Rab Meir holds there's no such thing. A person cannot create a mominess that the Eved possesses that the Odin shouldn't possess. Avom nashiyetz beilacheres, mashkachas lo avodim shekono avodim, b'mafker avdoi da'ichol betrume, k'da amrine b'perik basra de krisis. So Taisus says, we have a poshet etzir. Taisus had just brought down a gemorin krisis, that a mafker avdoi, is in the other and this and if he needs a get shichel, so the halacha is that he eats trume out the odin. So if this eved will purchase another eved, so the eved of this eved zicha doesn't belong to the odin because the odin doesn't have any dine mominess in him because he was mavker avdoi. So here we have a case that kinyona ishekona kinyin. And it is, and the second kinyan is at all does not belong to the Odin. So there's a din, he's Oichalot Kinyone Shekone Kinyan. Now let us start the next sugya. Itma. Hamachnes is two lines from the bottom. This is a Moiradike sugya. Let us see how much we'll be able to understand from the sugi. Itma. Amachneses shum lebailo. Amachneses shum lebailo means nichsei tzayim balzo. Let's see what Rashi says. Amachneses shum lebailo, nichsei tzayim balzo, sheshama loy biksuboso. That means they evaluated how much these nechosim are worth. Voya ben kalim, bedova hamesuyim, she brought in kalim, she brought in Adavar mesuyim, urshegirsha ubosa litok subosa. That means it was a certain article that she brought in. And now, when he is giving her a get, ubosa litok subosa, so she says, kele ani neiteles. I want you to give me back the kele. She brought in, let's say for practical purposes, she brought in a sofa, which is a family treasure, and now he's giving her a get. So, and he was mekabel that he's gonna give her the value of the sofa. Let's say they shot it up, it's worth $1,000. He was mekabel, he's gonna give her $1,000 if it gets cheaper, if it's nifchas, if it breaks, he's giving her $1,000. He owes her $1,000 for this sofa, which is nichsei tzayim balzo. After the get, she says, I would appreciate you should give me back the sofa. Keli ani neiteles. Bohu aimer domim ani neisim. No, the sofa is mine. I owe you $1,000 for it, even though now it's only worth $50. I owe you $1,000. I'm keeping the sofa, and I'll give you $1,000. Let's see what Rashi says. He, I'm Keile, and he, I tell us, who I'm a dumb man, he, K'moyshe kibaltei olai b'shume. When by the ksupa, I was mekabel. We were shom. We evaluated the sofa. I was mechay myself $1,000 for the sofa. U'miyos hein b'chiyusi. I'm responsible for it. B'shaliyim, it's mine. It's mine. I owe you for it. And now, so Kozma, we're married. I don't have to pay you for it. Now I'm giving you a gift. I'll give you $1,000, but I'm keeping the sofa. So we have here a sichsuch between the wife and the husband. Hadin imi. So who's the din with, according to it? Rav Yehuda Homa Hadin imo. Hadin imo, so Rashi says, the titel Kela, she'll take the sofa. Rav Ami Homa Hadin imoi. Rav Ami says, Hadin imoi. That Fakert, it's his sofa, it gives $1,000 and finished. Rav Yehuda Omar Hadin Imo Mishum Shvach Beis Aviyo. Als the Shvach, but this was the from the thing she brought in the Beis Aviyo, this is Shvach Beis Aviyo, this is the Chosh V'Zachan Mi Beis Aviyo that she took along. Now she's getting a get, her husband died, so goes back to Beis Aviyo. Is the Dohavi, so it's us. She can further this back. Because now we're married, but now that we're separated, this goes back to Beis Aviyo. Rab Ami Omar Hadin Imoy. No, that Hadin Imoy, even the Omar Mar in Meisu, Meisu Loy. Now it brings down the lotion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Nichsei Tzayim Barzal Eat Trume. He meisu, meisu loy. And if they'll die, so he has to pay for them. We meisivu, meisivu loy. If they get more expensive, so he gains the revach. Is oyu v'chay b'chiyuson, yoichlu. So since he's chay b'chiyuson, yoichlu, they eat tume. So memele, so what did Rav Ami say? So Rav Ami brought a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Nich, we have here an Amona L'Kohen Gadol that married, an Amona that married a Kohen Gadol. She became a Chalola. Her Avodim, Nichsei Meluk, which are hers, do not eat Trume. Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, eat Trume. And the Mishnah explains, since in Meisa Meisa Loivim, Siro Siro Loivim, will have a reason, Arei Elo Yechlo Betrume. So it seems, the Mishnah seems to say, that if they eat Trume, so they're his Abodim. They eat Trume, so they're his Abodim. If they're his Abodim, some of Mele, so they're his. So now later, after the get, she wants them back. The Mishnah says they're his. So Mele, she can't get them back. Let us see what Rashi says. Yoichlu, umida ochli betrume. Shma mino, didei mino. So it seems they're his. They eat trume. It's called kinyan kaspa. It's his. So memele if it's his. So she can mon them back. Omar Rav Safra. So Rav Safra asked an Rav Ami, miktoni vehen shaloi. Does the Mishnah say vehen shaloi? That they're his? The Mishnah never said it's his. The Mishnah says, Hoyel v'chaye v'chiyusan k'toni. The Mishnah says, they eat trume because he's chaye v'chiyusan. Ula oylam labdi deyninu. They're not his. They're hers. Could be Rav Yehuda's right. They're hers. But they eat trume since he's chaye v'chayis. Let us go a little further. So the Gemara says, so you tell me, I know you saw it. So what you're telling us, that Lagabi, Hilchas Achilas Tchume, you don't need it to be yours. Yivachayis is sufficient in order to be machal betrume. It's chay b'chayusan. It's hers, but he's chay b'chayis, so that's enough that they should be able to eat trume. So the Gemara asks, that it's such a cloud packet, the chiv achayis. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Yisrael shesochar pora mikoyim. A Yisrael that rented a pora from a koyim, that he could give it kashine trume. It's not his pore, it's the koyin's pore. So he can give the koyin's pore kashine trume. Koyin she sochal pore mi Yisrael. A koyin that rented a pore mi Yisrael. Af al pi she mizoyna yisrael olo, there's a chiev to give mizoynis. Lo yachilenu kashine trume. He's not allowed to give it kashine trume. So Memeles, what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, you're just telling me that a person who's chayiv b'chayis is machul b'tume. It's called gabi tume. That's called the sufficient. So now the koyin that's a soicha, the second halacha, the koyin that's a soicha, taka the pora belongs to Yisrael. But the koyin is a soicha, and the koyin is responsible. Is chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide. So he's responsible for this pora. So you're telling me responsibility gives him a teiras bailam to be machal b'trume. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me nichsei same baal so this horse. But since he's responsible for it, so memela that gives him a din bailam legabi trume. So memela, so why can't this koyin who's a soiche on a porish al Yisrael, he's also responsible for the por. Why can't he be machal b'trume? So Akash and Rav Safra, the Tisbara, so the Masas Oresh Yakash, that's Akash and me. Nei, nami de mechayev b'gneiva v'aveide, de ziche yischayev b'gneiva v'aveide, but bo'ein seho, b'kochsho, u'benifchas tomer mi mechayev, that means that's not called, he has complete responsibility on this pore. It's gneiva v'aveide, he's responsible, it's his fault. So he's mechuyev to pay for gnei v'aveide, but the achrayis, the complete achrayis, the achrayis of zoil, if the market will go down, the achrayis of ontin, the achrayis of krash, he's not responsible for the complete value of the behemoth. So therefore, it's called the Yisrael's behemoth. It's called the Yisrael's behemoth. I'll show you what responsibility creates. Let's look in the Sefer. Yisrael Shasham Pora Mikoyin. So Rashi says, let's just learn, the Gemara is speaking about that Yisrael rented a Pora, but besides the Chiyuvim of a Seicha, he was Mekabel on himself, that the whole responsibility in the Shavius of the Pore, he's Mekabel on himself. That means he rented this Pore and he told the Odin as follows. If, for any reason, Kozman the Pore is by me, the market goes down, I'm going to give you $1,000 for this Pore. If there's any crash, I'm going to give you $1,000 for the Pore. These are not al Tchiyuvei Soicha. This is, if the behema will die, I'm guaranteeing to you the full value of this pora. So now, let's look what the din is. Yisroel, shesham pora mikoyin, lo yachilenu kashine trume. Since the complete responsibility of the shavius of the pora lies in the hand of the Yisroel, so it's not considered a poro shall koyin. It's considered a poro shall Yisrael. And avu koyin shesham poro me Yisrael. Yachilano kashine trume. So we see from here that fakir mamish what Rav Safra said that legabi trume the bailim legabi achilas trume is the one who has the complete responsibility of the value of the pora. Let us see Rashi. Shesocha pora Yisrael, vosoicha chai b'achayusa, that was the kasha. If you say that it's tali nachayis, im nigna voi nevda, buktoni lo yachilan o kashi neitrume. Hochi gosin, v'tizbere nehe nami dechai b'gneiva v'aveide, even though he's chayiv b'gneiva v'aveide, bo'inseo, b'kochsho, b'nifchas tomer mi mechayiv soicha, potem inonsim. chen im kochsho, vim huzal domeo. So memela, so that's not called, he's achroi on the Shabbos of the Behem. Homas nisin loy domi, elo le seife. Avokain she shampore mi Yisrael bedomin. She sochra himenu, that means he evaluated the value of the pore when he rented it from him. Shomoloi, vehisne imoi, Laharzuloi domim elu, im tikoche sheteyones, o yuzlo poros boilom yitin adomim, so me meile yachilanu kashine trum hoyo ve kibla bach yusoi. Va'afa pishe choizeres be eineho im lo yifresu domeho, that means even though, that means he rented it for a day, and that day, shemishamayim. Whatever will happen to this pore, the value of the pore, he's mekabel himself will pay. So this day can eat truma. After the day, it was only an upmach for a day. At the end of the day, he's mechuyev to give him back the pore. Nothing happened, so he gives back the pore. V'av v'shirazels b'ner im lo yifchesu domeho kol kamed lo yhodro. Tideyu, abol kol kama deloy hodro, tideyu, that means that even though when they'll give back the pore, so the pore is the maskil, but kol kama deloy hodro, kol kama deloy hodro, and it's in his achayis, tideyu. So me meile v'gabi yavodim nami, afal gav do hodri be'inayu. So it could very well be, so Rav Safra Taine to Rav Ami brought a raya from our Mishnah, they eat trume. The Nichsei Tzayim Baals eat trume, so that's a raya, they belong to the husband. So Rav Safra says, I wish to disagree with you. Could be they belong to her. It's her avodim. It's Mishamot. Could be Rav Yehud is right. Aye, how can they eat trume? They eat trume because Kol's man. They're married, and he's achroi on the Shabbos of the Avodim. So memela, so that gives him a bailus to be machal betruma, and that's what we see over here. Gabi Avodim nami afal gav do hodri beinayu, but there could be she can say Avodei ani noif, but kimizon yukre bezule kaime birshusei, but calls man. They're married. So the yikra bezula kaimi b'shu say ochli, so memela they eat. Perhaps we can be mevayel this inyan. How do we understand this? How do we understand this inyan of yikra bezula? Perhaps we could say as follows. That means let's say the case of shampor. A kohen was shampor. So that means that he told the maskir that, let's say, the pore in the beginning of the day was worth $1,000. He's achroi, he's guaranteeing $1,000. He's gonna get, if for any reason, the value of the pore will become less, he's guaranteeing this value of the pore. So let us think for 1 minute, what does the maskir possess and what does the seicher possess? The maskir possesses $1,000. That means he's batuach in $1,000. Whatever the market will be, he is $1,000. What does the shom, what does the seicher possess? The seicher possesses the value of the poro. That means the value of the pora is his. Therefore, if it goes, the market goes down, so now he owns, if the market went down, now the pora is worth $100, so he owns $100. If it goes up to $2,000, he owns $2,000. That means about the value of the pora belongs to the shum. And the cat, he's guaranteeing him $1,000, whatever it'll be. You have $1,000. But the value of the pora belongs to him. So, the gufa pora, the Gufa Pore, it could be, belongs to the Maskir. That's true. But the value of the Pore belongs to the Seichel, to the Shom. So, Lochere, that is what Rav Safra is saying, and perhaps we could be mamtik. Perhaps he said, that is the Taich Kinyan Kaspoi. Kinyan Kaspoi means who the Shavius belongs to. That is the criteria in, that is the criteria that is the criteria in Achilles Trume. That means who the Kaspoi belongs to, who the Shavius belongs to, not who the Gufadova belongs to. So, who, since the Shavius belongs to the Shom, so Memele, so, if he's a Kohen, he's Machel Betrume. If the Shom is a Yisrael, even though it's a Behemish or Kohen, he's not Machel Betrume. So he says, but it has nothing to do with the Guf HaPor. So therefore, so we're talking about after when he wants to give her a get, so that what they were eating Trume the whole time, because during this whole period, the Shavius belonged to the Baal. He had got the Shavius belonged to the Baal, and Pichas Loim Ma'isher Shaloi. So he was a Baalim on the Shavius. Now after he gives her a get, so now things change. The Guf HaPor was always so, the Shavius was his. So he can eat Trume, he can be Machu Betrume of the Shavius. Now let us see Taisvis. Karshinei Trume, Oimari. Now, we're giving Trume to a Behemme. Oimari, so the Ri says like this. The Ikram Kaimi Lamachu Behemme. The Ikra is Kaimi Lamachu Behemme. That means Karshinei are Oimid not for Machel Odom, it's Oimid for Machel Behemme. The Moye Ikram La Odom, because the Ikra of Kashin was Oimid Lachila Sodom, are you also leading on the Behemim Shem Hefset Trume? That's a Hefset Trume. Not allowed to be Mavset Trume. So if the Trume could be eaten to an Odom and you're giving it to a Behemim, so you're not getting the full usage of the Trume. So you're not allowed to do that. Umikomokim Chozulod. But you also have to say Kashino, even though it's not Oimid Lachila Sodom, but it's Chozul Lachila Sodom. It's edible. The lechos the klal odom p'turim mitum a ma'isa gedom a bereish klal godol. So mameus artoisvus is magdil. Kashinei trume is chozu lachilas odom, but not oimed lachilas odom. And therefore dinei trume apply, but there's no din of hefse trume because it's not oimed lachilas odom. Lo yachilenu kashinei trume. Now, I think Pshat and Taisvis, the Taisvis Arosh doesn't seem to say like that, but I think this Lo Yachilenu Karshinei Trume is going on the second Beraisa. We had Lo Yachilenu Karshinei Trume in a few cases. I think that it's going on the second Beraisa, Yisroel Sheshom Pore Mikoyen, not on the first Beraisa, Koyin Shesocha Pore Miyisroel. I think it's going on Yisroel Shesham Pore Mikoyin Lo Yachilenu Kashinei Trume. I think that's what it's going on, and then we'll understand what the whole Taisvus is speaking about. Like this, it's very difficult to understand. Now let's see what Taisvus says. So, but let's say it's going on this, and then we'll start explaining the Taisvus. Yisroel Shesh, if it's going on this, Yisroel Shesham Pore Mikoyin Lo Yachilenu Kashinei Trume. A Yisrael was Shom Pore Mikoyin, and we say that Lagabi Trume, the Yisrael is considered the Bailim. He's, by him it's the Kinyan Kaspoi. It's, the value, the Shavius of the Pore is his. Is Yisrael Shom Pore Mikoyin, Lo Yechilanu Kashinei Trume. She's not permitted to be Machul Kashinei Trume. Vohodisnan, Ma'arvin li Yisrael betrume, the shari bahano. Now, Taisus says, Ambayadike Kashe, why can't this Yisrael give the behime trume? That means, trume is muta bahano. The Gemara says, Ma'arvin li Yisrael betrume, you're allowed to make an eruv trumim betrume, even though to this is the Israel is gaining benefits from this. It's also b'achil, it's muta b'hano. So memela, so Tosfos says amoyer d'kekasha. So why can't the Israel give this behemoth truma? It's muta b'hano. Oyma rabbeinu tam. Dahainu davke hano she'ein shel kiloi. It's muta b'hano, davke hano she'ein shel kiloi, which is not derived from the kiloyin of the truma. Avul hano shel kiloi. But hano shel kiloi, hano that is derived through the kiloyin of the truma. Kigoin lahachil le behemtoi, for the Yisroel to be machil to his behemoth, also, it's also. Vechein lahadliko, the same thing applies, a Yisroel is not permitted to be madlik trume. Ulasika tachas tavshiloi, kidisnan bemesaches trumes. Madlikin b'shemen shel trume, one is permitted to be madlik b'shemen shel trume. B'mevois ha'afeilois, if you have dark streets, b'algabi ha'choylem, or on top of ha'choylem, b'shus koyin, perish, sheyesham koyin, shetzorich lo'isai oira, if the koyin needs the oira, the ne'er le'echod ne'er le'meyer, avoloi b'shus Yisrael. But Bishus Yisrael is also. Now, let us explain this then. I'd like to elaborate a little. I saw Nater Shmuel, he brings down a beautiful explanation in Tosfos. The Brisker Rav says as follows. There are two halachas legabi trume. There's one halacha legabi trume. Azor is not permitted to eat trume. It's macholos asuris. That means he's not allowed. Azor is not allowed to eat trume. That's one halacha. Then there's another halacha. The second halacha is yesh halacha mitzad hachefetz. Forget about the zor. Mitzad the etzem trume, the chevze shel trumo. Nitno limitzvoso vikiyum dino. That means trume, something has to be done with trume. It's nitno limitzvoso. Vahistamshis bo shaloi litzoirech mitzvoso. So if a person will be mishtamish with it shaloi litzoirech mitzvoso, Nesar mitzad chilul ha-chayfetz. So it's pshad is you have a chayfetz, which is oimed for a certain shimush, and you're using it for a different shimush, and you're taking away the shimush from what it's oimed for. And it's taken to a sefer ha-yosha le-rabbeinu tam. The sefer ha-yosha would also seem to be saying this. Sefer ha-yosha in Siman and Gimel says as follows. When the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yoshua speaks about a no shel kiloi, shafilu lasois mi peiris trume yayin tapuchim also. One is not permitted to take apples and make apple cider. Shemapsido. That means the apples are oimed to be eaten. And if you're just taking the juice out of the apples, and the pulp of the apples is not going to be used, so you are mafsid the trume. The apples are oimed to be eaten. Don't throw away half of it and eat half of it. We had a whole Tosfos. How you have to give to a behemoth? It's the mitzvos is, the Gemara says in Psochim, that a koyin eats trume. It's called avoide. It's called an avoide. The achilas koyin is called avoide. The trume has to be eaten by yidei kehanim. Shekol hano, this is the lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, shehi derech achila asura lezorim, shemechala oiso, because he's destroying the trume. Kol hano shehi derech achila. So, now let us analyze this a little bit. Now, let's talk about Kashinei Trume. Kashinei Trume, this Trume is oimid to be eaten by Kinyan Kaspoi Shalkoi. That's what it's oimid for. That is what it is oimid for. Now, if it will be eaten by a behema of a Yisroel, so that means the trume, the chavtza of trume, was not done with it what should have been done with it. Trume should be eaten by kahanim or by kinyan kaspon shel kahanim. That's the shimush that has to be done with trume. If you're going to take trume and give it to a behema shel Yisroel, so you are taking trume and you are destroying the trume, and it is not being used for the purpose that it's aimed for. That's called it's also ba'anor shel kilut. Now, let us talk. Tysis brings down a case that madlikin b'shemin shel trume b'shuskoi. That means like this: there was a dark alley, and a kohen went and put. Kohen went and put some oil into a lantern, and he lit the lantern. So Memele, so now, and he wants to use this path, So he is being mechala the trume, litzoyrech kohen. He needs the light. So that's what it's aimed for. Trume tmeye, it's aimed for adloke. So he's consuming he's bringing about the consumption of the trume with tzairich koyin. Now that it is a light, now it's light, so everyone's permitted to walk there. They're deriving benefit from the trume. That means the only reason that they see how to walk is because trume is burning. Trume is muta bahano. That was the beginning of Taisvis. Tum is muta bano. You have to have ano from tum. Tum is an osa bano. Tum is, but there's a halacha. You are not permitted to be mechale the trume. You're not allowed to have ano shel kiloy. That means ano that comes about through the kiloyin of trume if the kiloyin is not mitzvoso. Mitzvoso is the achile of ayidei kehanim or ayidei kinyin kaspoi shel kehanim. That is how the trume should be nichle. So that's what Jesus is saying over here. We're talking about a kohen shesham apol a Yisrael shesham apol shel kohen. So now, halachically, Ayidei Hashum, it's considered his por. It's not called Kinyin Kaspoi Shel Koyin, it's called Kinyin Kaspoi Shel Yisrael. So the Trume is being eaten up Sheloy Ayidei Kinyin Kaspoi Shel Koyin. So that is also, that's the Ivrin Taisvis. Behodis nan, alvon yisro betrume de shoy bahano. One is permitted to derive, a yisro is permitted to derive benefit. Metan daina hadafke hano, she'en shel kilui. A hano, that he got this hano, not through his destruction of the trume. Avol hano shel kilui lahachi lebehemtoi. Also, yivarati machu lebehemtoi. Vechein ladliko. He should be madlik the shemen lasiko tachas tavshiloi. So he's destroying the trume for his tzairich. That's also. Because number of mesach is trume. Madlikim shemen shal trume. Boi safelus. Agabi koim. Bishus koim. Pesh sheshem koim. Shesach lo yisairo. Dene lecha ne lamei. Avaloi bishus yisro. Bohoda omar bechol sho. Abishol gabol shal beis rebi habe. Abishol was the baker or the cook by Beis Rebbe. Boyemechamim chamin bechitin shel trume. Now he used to go, the fuel that was used in the kitchen of Beis Rebbe was chitin shel trume, shenit meis. Omar Rabbeinu Tam. So we just said that But you're not allowed to destroy Truma. Now, leva no shal kilo yav Truma. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, b'ayne l'kahanim shebe beis Rabbi. Now, that's for the kahanim of beis Rabbi. There's no din that the kohen has to be madlakar either. Hayisol could also do it. But this is being done l'tzoyrech kahanim. He's baking bukalech for kahanim. So memeila, the kiloyin of Truma is permissible l'tzoyrech kahanim. So memeila, So the food that was baked in the oven was l'tzoyrech kahanim. Period. V'tayme d'loy osa ella hanosh el kiloy. Now, Taisa says, now, fine. Now, where do we get this? Taisa says, it's a whole shtick teure, but it's mutabana, only hanosh el kiloy is osa. Meforeshe, mishum d'dashin b'peg b'mem adlikin, Gabi aim adlikin betevel tome. A koyin is not permitted to be madlik betevel tome. Now, the Gemara says as follows. How do you know this? As mishmeres trumoisai. Bishtei trumois akosov medabo, trumoisai aloshen rabim, achas trumet mev, achas trumet toira. So the Gemara says, Ma Truma Teure, just like by Truma Teure, Ein Locha Bo, Elo Mishas Aroma V'Eilach. Just like by Truma Teure, the Koyin can't eat it, only after Afrosh. A Koyin is not permitted to eat Tevel. Perish. Iker Hanosa Dehaine Achila. That means by Truma Teure, which is Oymed L'Achila, you're only permitted to get, derive this Hano after Afrosh. Because man, it's a matzav of tevel, you cannot be. Because man, it's a matzav of tevel, you cannot eat it. We have to mafresh it. Aftumot meya ein loch bo iker hano dainu adloke elo mishas arome veilach. So by tumot meya, the hano of tumot meya is adloke, so it can only be madlik mishas arome veilach. Period. That's a Gemara. Now Taisus goes further. And from here we can also derive the Ein Madlikin Bitevel Tomei. So now we could learn from over here. So just like that's what the Gemara said. Ein madlikin betevel tome. How do we know? We learn out just like you're not allowed the hano of truma tahire. You're only permitted to have after hafroshe. So the hano of truma tmeye, you're also allowed to have only after hafroshe. So kozman it's a matzav of tevel. You can't be madlikin. And mahocha yal vein medlik metevel tom. Ubetevel toyer nami mashme. Now let's talk about tevel toyer. Are you allowed to be madlik tevel toyer? Nami mashme gabi uvde drabi pinchas ben yoyer the osar ano shel kili. It's also you're not allowed to be mechale tevel toyer. Yeah, einem ishum dode yafin and trume toyer mitmeye. You learn out now truma toira mitmei. That means it said mishmeres truma isai. So first we learned out truma tmei from tevel tomei from tevel toir. That just like you're not allowed to eat tevel toir, you're not allowed to burn tevel tomei. And now we'll learn out tevel toir from tevel tomei. Just like you're not allowed to burn vimechale. Tevel tomi, not allowed to be mechala tevel toya. You won't be able to be burned tevel toya. V'loy k'moy sheper shem b'kudus the koshkin b'tevel toya. The koshkin lay habe. No, the toya mitomi hu diyafin. We learn our toya from tomi. Finish. So we have here the hekish mishmeres trumois. V'chi heichi diyalfinon lesser tevel b'hano shel kiloy. So now, if I know that Tevel Toher is also Ba'ano Shel Kili, because I learned not Tevel Toher from Tevel Tomei, Ochinami Yalfinam Leser Zu Betume.
So therefore, I also learn out from here that Trume is also for Azor Behano Shal Kilui. The Mishas Harome Loihutra Elula Kahanim Veloili Yisrael. Now let's just explain this for 2 minutes. The Asven de Reise in Reish Klal Beis wants to say a Moiridike about. He wants to say there's something very coincidental, and then from this coincidence he wants to say Alumdis. We find that Tevel, the Einish of Tevel, is Misa Bidei Shemayim. We also find that Truma Lezorim is also Misa Bidei Shemayim. That's a big coincidence. So the Asven de Reise wants to say, it's more than a coincidence, it's a tam. He says, Pshat is like this. There's an Issa Tevel. There's an Issa Tevel. The Torah said, when you're mafrish the Truma from the Tevel, mafrish Truma, so it is like this. So the chulin becomes mutter. Right? The trume, it matters. The trume becomes mutter to the kohen, and the trume to the Yisroel remains also. That means the iser tevel remains on the trume. That was the zachiyah misa b'day shamayim for azor t'itrum, because that's the iser tevel. The Issa Tevel, Sheboy, became mutter to a Kohen and remains also to a Yisrael. The Issa Tevel. The Tevel, so Memelis, he says, that's Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis said, by Tevel Toya is also Bano Shalkili. Because learn not Tevel Toya from Tevel Tome. And it only became mutter to Kahanim, but to Yisraelim it remained also. So Memele, so that's the Makir, that Trume is also the Yisraelim, but no Shal Kilui. The Iser and no Shal Kilui is the Iser Tevel. We have a limo that Tevel is also but no Shal Kilui. And Lemaise, this Iser remains by Trume. And that's for, yeah. This is the lashon of the Asven de Reise. Betevel yesh limud mikro da oso bano shel kili. Alkein hatrume memeila asura lezo bano shel kili. Kiven da trume rak lekahanim. Aber lezor me isa tevel shabay bim kaime yemedes. This is what Rabbi, and he says that's what it says in Tais. Let's see the lashon of Taisvis. The Taisvis says that Vriheche de Yafinen lesser tevel bano shel kilui. Just like we know that tevel is also bahano shel kilui, that we learned out Mishmeres Trumaisai. Achiname Yafinen lesser zu betruma. So this is applies betruma also. The Mishas Harome, because when you make it Trume, Loihutra Elole Kahanim. So the Issa Tevel only became Mutter Le Kahanim, Beloile Yisrael. So he says it enough in the Taisvis. That is what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying that the Issa Tevel remains Le Yisrael. And if we see that Tevel is also Ba'ano Shel Kilui, so the Issa Tevel remains. The Issa Tevel remains. L'chayre is we had mentioned before that the whole Issa is once said it's a din in the Chepze. It's a little difficult to understand this now. That means we explained this with the Teres Shmuel wants to explain this with the Briske Rav. So that's very good if we start with Trume, that Trume is Aymed Le Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to destroy the Trume. It shouldn't get its Shimush. But here we're saying that the whole Issa is, we derive this from Tevel, just like Tevel is also Bano Shel Kilui, so Memele, so Huadin, So Tumis also Bano Shal Kiru. The Isser Tumis, the Isser Tevel. Unless you say the whole Isser Tevel is also because it's Oymed Shehamitzvah Yiskayim Boy. In Kozman it's Tevel, so no mitzvah will be in the sky. That's why Tevel is also Bano Shal Kiru. And this Isser remains by Tumis. Could be that Shatan Tais.